You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. For the best selection of our classic fan favorites and new items, you need to buy early. TNT Firework locations are opening soon. Also, enter to win our $10,000 sweepstakes on our website, TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org. CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications have been serving you and your family since 1955. With their wide selection of Christian books, Bibles, gifts, and more, there is something there for everyone. Did you know that they ship thousands of packages a month all over the United States and the world? Stop by their storefront in Athens, Alabama, or shop their wide selection anytime at truthbooks.com. Be sure to use promo code MARKWHITE at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. That's promo code MARKWHITE at truthbooks.com for 15% off.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm. Located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Hey, everybody. This is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey, y'all. This is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as I speak with Thomas Poe, who is the program director for I Am More Foundation. It's a nonprofit whose goal is to show kids with challenges they are more than their diagnosis. They recently helped the Perry family, and we loved London Perry, and we loved watching her have opportunities to be able to enjoy life with her family as she battled cancer. We were in Belmont with her during the parade. We had a lot of opportunities to help London as she battled cancer so fiercely, and I Am More Foundation was a part of that effort as well in the work that they do. And I do welcome Mr. Thomas Poe to the show right now. Welcome, Thomas.
Well, thank you so much. It's an honor to be here. Like I said, I'm a big fan. Love what you're doing, man. It's great to speak with you.
Bringing a little joy to the families like London's goes a long way, I believe, to help in their healing in what they're having to go through.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where we were, you know, it's like, you know, it's a sad situation, sure, but also we get to bring the joy in at the times that they need it the most, I think. And I was honored that, you know, I had some friends in Mississippi reach out to me and told me about your outreach there, and was just honored to be able to help her out here. And, you know, we had a great time. London obviously was amazing. She's sunshine, you know, was just smiles all day. So we had a great time with her and was just honored to be a part of it. And wanted to thank you guys.
And Thomas, you mentioned that there are people that look and say, well, how can you handle these difficult situations trying to help these families? Because it is a hard situation to face, but to take it and to say, you know what, I'm going to step in, I'm going to try to help where I can. It is a very worthy cause to take on, even as you mentioned, when there's the joy and pain that goes with it.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's one of the things that I always tell people that ask me that. They ask, how, you know, this is really sad sometimes. You know, obviously, there's a lot of joy. My foundation, the I Am More Foundation, we deal with a wide range of any child with a challenge is welcome, right? So we don't, they can go anywhere from being on the autism spectrum all the way up to terminally, as in London's case. So, but in London's case, it's one of those where people go, wow, that's so sad. But also at the same time, I think the doctors and the nurses really deserve the credit for that type of stuff, because they're the ones that have to deliver that bad news, right? And they have to be in there for the sad stuff. And we actually get them to take them out, and we have fun, right? We go out and explore and show them a great time. And so I think what I do is much easier than what a lot of people that are actually heroes in my mind have to go through.
And what was it that triggered the I Am More Foundation? Was there an individual family, an individual that motivated the organization to start? Where did it come from?
It was. Yeah. So our founder is Kat Rennick, and she was actually, she was a soccer player at USF here, and she played on the collegiate level. She was, you know, really good at it. And then she ended up having some issues to where she wasn't able to play to her full potential anymore, and actually spent a lot of time in the hospital. And during that time in the hospital, she realized kind of like, wow, I have this huge structure of support around me that a lot of these other people that I'm seeing don't have, right? So a lot of times, you know, not that nobody, that they don't care, but a lot of times the family just doesn't have the means to go out and have fun. You know, you spend so much money in the hospital, you spend so much time in the hospital, you know, or whatever you're doing, and you're just not able to take out your family like you would. And that's one thing that Kat really realized was what a strong support network she had versus what everybody else had. So what she wanted to do was expand that support network, right? So we started in, that was 2015 is when she started it. She was the founder. Her and actually John Ryan Murphy, he's a professional baseball player. They founded it together. And it really kind of has just been building. We've been spreading. We have a branch in Dallas. We have a branch in Pacific Northwest. We're looking at opening one in the D.C. area. Those are kind of small satellite branches at the moment. Obviously, we don't have a lot going on there. Mainly, we're out of the Tampa Bay area. So that's mainly where we're at. But yeah, we're growing, and it was, like I said, just an idea of, hey, I have this and other people don't. Let me help.
And how did you find your place in the I Am More Foundation yourself?
So actually, I was working with Clearwater Marine Aquarium, I was doing their community relations and their Inspire program, which is a program that brings in children with that. So Winter the Dolphin, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Clearwater Marine Aquarium, but we had Winter the Dolphin there. And Winter had her tail wrapped up in a crab trap as a baby, and she ended up losing it. And we ended up doing a prosthetic tail, or they did. They did a prosthetic tail. Hanger Clinic came in and made the tail for them. So whenever that happened, they made the movie, the Dolphin Tail 1 movie and the Dolphin Tail 2 movie. And that really shot around the globe to where kids with challenges that could relate to Winter wanted to come see it. So in that, Clearwater Marine Aquarium made an Inspire department. David Yates founded that. And what they did is they would just bring everybody in, you know, that they set up a form and they would bring everybody in. Hey, if you know, obviously you would have to fill out the form and, you know, it was certain kids, but you would do the VIP experience. For bring them in before you open, show them around, let them meet the animals and stuff. In that, I actually met Kat from Iron Moore. She was bringing over some of her overcomers. And we met a few times there. And I ended up actually going over and being on their board while I was at Clearwater Marine Aquarium. And then whenever I left Clearwater Marine Aquarium, they asked me to be the program director. So we're basically, I'm the first real all-the-time employee where I have all the, you know, I'm here whenever anybody needs me, that thing. So what we're looking to do is we're expanding our outreach. We're looking for more volunteers. We're looking for more overcomers. We're, you know, obviously looking for funding. Being a nonprofit, none of this stuff is cheap, but, you know, we always make it free to our families. So none of this costs any of our families anything. We always set all this up for free. So, you know, obviously, funding is a big part of it too.
Right now, we're talking to Thomas Poe. He is the program director for I Am More Foundation. They're a nonprofit whose goal is to show kids with challenges they are more than their diagnosis. And Thomas reached out to me about this effort, and I wanted to bring awareness through the Mark White Show, and that's what we're doing today, to bring awareness to I Am More Foundation and how you can be a part of this effort. In the next segment, we'll have a call to action. As Thomas has mentioned, they need volunteers. They need financial support. They also need those achievers, those who are overcoming those challenges that they're facing. Just like London Perry, her family benefited from I Am More Foundation. I'm very glad to hear that. And I know that other families who have had struggles and challenges have been benefited by this organization, this foundation as well. And we want to support that today. So I hope you'll stick with us in the next segment as I continue this conversation with Thomas Poe. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525. Or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones, even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. For the best selection of our classic fan favorites and new items, you need to buy early. TNT Firework locations are opening soon. Also, enter to win our $10,000 sweepstakes on our website, TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on the Mark White Show.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that I have this guest on the line with me right now. His name is Thomas Poe, and he's the program director for I Am More Foundation. In the last segment, you heard about the nonprofit's effort as they are helping young people and their families to find some joy, to find a little light, if you will, during some very dark times in their life as they are battling to overcome whatever challenge they're facing. We have a lot of people right now who are struggling, whether it be financially or their health issues, and maybe both. And those that have more challenges, we want them to know that we're here to try to help them where we can, to encourage them. And hopefully what'll happen is they will improve, their situation will improve, and then they will decide that they want to help others in the same way that they were helped. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Thomas.
Thank you very much for having me, Mark.
I want to make sure that people who are listening right now know the importance of their effort. So if someone says, I hear this story, I hear about I Am More Foundation, and I want to step in, but I don't have this or I don't have that, giving their time and giving their energy means a lot to an organization like this, because so many people stand on the sidelines and they'll watch when in actuality there are things that they could do that would make a huge difference when it comes to your effort.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, it's really a community effort. That's what I keep telling everybody. You know, it's not just me. It's not just Kat. It's not just anybody in the I Am More Foundation. We're not self-made. We're the community does this, right? We're all in this together, and we all kind of pitch in to do this. So most of what we've done is because other people have helped. Other people care. You know, it's not just us. We're not the only people that care. People care all over the world, you know. It's really just a beautiful thing whenever you look at it. I think, a lot of people do care, and it's always fun to see everything that people will come up with and that will help you out with. Like I said, we have an event coming up this next weekend where we're going to be at a arcade where we're going to get to bring 40 of our kids and their friends or their siblings and their family. And we're going to go out and just basically have the arcade to ourselves. So, you know, it's whenever you see stuff like that, the arcade's helping us out. They're giving us a big discount. Treasure Island Fun Center, shout out. But yeah, so we're going to be out there and stuff like that. When it's, you know, we couldn't do it on our own. We need that help of the community.
One of the things that I've done, Thomas, in the past, when I've heard about a young person that had a challenge they were facing was to try to reach out in their area to call up a restaurant or call up some place where they can have a good time to have some fun and ask them if they would provide passes or if they would gift maybe some food to the family and be able to do that. And there are a lot of people who are willing to do that. And you mentioned at least a couple so far in this conversation who step up when you call. And I love the fact that we have these businesses who are willing to help in this way.
Exactly. It means the world. I mean, honestly, like I said, you can't do it by yourself. I mean, unless you're obviously very wealthy. Unfortunately, I'm not. I don't have the funds to back this myself. You know, Kat doesn't have the funds. So what we're going to do is we're going to outreach to the community, right? And whenever you do that, the community steps up. And it's always beautiful to see.
When you don't have the money, you have what's called networking. And that can be a beautiful thing as well, right?
Exactly.
Now, when I know Kat's not here to talk about it, but when she thinks back, and I know you've had conversations, I'm sure, thinks back to when this started and where it has come to, how does she feel about the success of I & More Foundation?
So it's been beautiful to watch it. Like I said, I've had the opportunity to watch it from the outside to the inside. So I started it watching this and you know, as like I said, at my old role at Clearwater Green Aquarium, I dealt with a lot of nonprofits. You know, a lot of them would reach out and, you know, send their kids over and send their families over. But the I & More Foundation always stood out to me, mainly because it included everybody. They didn't just send one kid, they would send the entire family. You know, it was one of those things where if you have five siblings, all five siblings get to come. You know, if you have two guardians, both guardians get to come. We want a family environment. And it's an ongoing thing too, as another thing. And it's not just a one-time thing and then we're done. So these kids come back. Like I said, we call them overcomers. And they come back for each of the events. If you've ever been to one event, you're invited to all of them. So it's one of those things. If you're a part of our family, you're always. And that's one of the things that I think she might would say it, that she's proud of, is just how it's grown and how unique it is and how a lot of people kind of recognize the uniqueness of it. It's not like every nonprofit, not saying that the other ways are bad. Obviously, there's great places out there. Ours is just a little different. You know, we kind of focus on the family dynamic and an ongoing relationship with it.
And Thomas, you mentioned about the importance of volunteers, financial donations, those families who want to benefit from I & More Foundation. How can all of those things be accomplished for people listening today?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can go to our website. That's called the, obviously it's www.iammorefoundation.org. And all of our links are on there. You can also find us on Facebook at I & More Foundation. And on Instagram, I believe that one's also I & More Foundation. I'm sorry, I'm trying to pull it up here. But yeah, you can, if you search those, you can find us. There are links to donate. There's links to sign up. You can go in and you can also, if you want to follow us on Instagram and Facebook, you can see our upcoming events. So that's where we will post all of our events. And if you wanted to sign up, you just go to the website, fill it out, and let us know. We'll get right back with you and have you out. We'd love to see anybody that would benefit.
And I want to say again, we appreciate Thomas, the I & More Foundation, being there for the Perry family and all the other families that have been supported through this effort. And I know that not only are the families benefiting, but those who donate, those who volunteer and take their time to help these families, I know that that's a rewarding experience as well. So we thank all of those people who take their money and take their time and commit it to this foundation to try to help families like the Perry family.
Exactly. There's a lot of cogs in the wheel, and, you know, there's obviously the money part is important. The volunteer part is important. You know, the overcomer part is important. It's reach out to the kids. And so there's a lot of importance, and also just word of mouth is one of the biggest things. So, you know, if you guys, you know, if anybody needs any help, you let us know. You know, we're always here to have a good time.
Absolutely. Thomas Poe, Program Director with I Am More Foundation. Thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today and reaching out to let me know about your effort there in Florida. And I wish you much success on future chapters as you continue to try to cover the country with this foundation.
Thank you so much, Mark. We really appreciate it, man. You keep up the great work, too. I'm a big fan. And like I said, after learning about the London family from you, and for life.
Happy to help, my friend. You keep plugging away. We're going to do what we're doing, and we're going to help, and we're going to bring people along with us. And I know that's exactly what's happening with I'm More Foundation, just like the Mark White Show.
Exactly. Well, I appreciate your help, buddy, and great to talk to you, and stay in touch. We'll talk soon.
Sure will. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like the folks at I Am More Foundation. If you're encouraged and inspired by this show, please share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors. Let them know about this effort. They may need this effort. They may want to support this effort, and I hope that you'll share this with them so that they can do just that. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hi, I'm Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Looking for direction in this volatile market? Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.